USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Send more drones to the Black Sea and bring U.S. fighter jets along. That's the message from Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He says Russia's intercept of a U.S. drone on Monday over the Black Sea is a direct test to see how President Biden responds. NBC correspondent Courtney Cubey says Russian jets harassing U.S. forces is a new level of confrontation.
This kind of activity that we're seeing here, especially with the dropping of the fuel, that is extremely uncommon, if not unprecedented, even with some of the more potentially dangerous confrontations in the air that we've seen between the U.S. and the Russians and other militaries and the Russians.
Cubey says her sources say the harassment of the U.S. craft was approved at the highest levels of the Russian government. More evidence of a tight labor market. The Labor Department says about 20,000 fewer of us filed for unemployment insurance last week compared to the week before. Supply chain issues are still a thing. General Motors says it's shutting down the Bowling Green, Kentucky plant that makes Chevy Corvettes because of a lack of some parts. But a GM plant in Mexico that makes trucks is due to reopen on Monday after a two-week supply-related closing. We should feel very good about the banking system in the USA because the government stepped in and closed two banks last week. That's what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told a Senate committee.
This week, the government took decisive and forceful actions to stabilize and strengthen public confidence in our financial system.
Yellen reminded senators the money used to guarantee deposits comes from the FDIC, not the taxpayers. The rain is over for the moment in California, but the danger remains. Part of a hillside in San Clemente collapsed, leaving four buildings at the top of the hill uninhabitable. And more to come. Forecasters say another atmospheric river will hit the Golden State early next week. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country. And our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
3 years into the COVID pandemic, what do we know now that we didn't know then? A lot, according to the man who used to head the government's COVID-fighting effort. Dr. Anthony Fauci says regardless of how COVID began, it's very important for China to improve conditions at both possible points of origin.
If it's a lab leak, make the labs much more safe, get good regulations about what you can do, so that in the future, the possibility of this is diminished. If it is a natural evolution from an animal reservoir, take a really good look at the animal-human interface and the fact that animals from the wild are being brought into wet markets, which exposes them right to the human population.
As for all of the USA going forward, Fauci says, get used to the idea of an annual COVID shot.
It is very likely that the similar situation we'll be experiencing with COVID, namely getting a booster shot once a year, probably at the same time as we get an influenza shot.
And while much of life is back to normal, a lot of businesses believe this is a new normal. Tyler Sherman owns a gastropub in Colorado Springs.
I still feel like we're in the middle of it, and a lot of that has to do with the difference in business today versus the business in 2019.
He says business is about 60% of what it was. He says the labor market and consumer spending habits are a lot different now. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.